Magazine.
Well, it's over. Christmas is often described as an orgy of good food, and most of us are now in a position to confirm that. Several kilos heavier and gearing up for another bash on New Year's Eve before heading for the gym on January the 2nd. Having feasted on carp for 3 days, most Czechs are happy not to see it again until next Christmas. But doctors have other plans for us. Specialists from Prague's cardio center IKEM are working on a 3-year project that should make the carp a staple part of our diet. 9 South Bohemian fisheries specializing in carp breeding have been given instructions as to what their carp should be fed. As of next year, patients at the Poděbrady Heart Spa will be served this ultra-healthy breed of carp 3 times a week for a period of 6 weeks. Doctors will monitor their overall health and heart condition in the course of this experiment. The idea is to convince people that eating fish really makes a difference to their health and to get them to eat more of it. The country's leading cardiologists are cooperating with heart experts from Sweden who have undertaken similar experiments with trout and salmon. But because so few Czechs seem to be naturally fond of fish, the South Bohemian fisheries have gone even further, developing a new breed of carp without a lot of fine bones, merely a backbone that can be easily extracted. Well, if that doesn't do the trick, I don't know what will. The only problem is, if we all eat carp 3 times a week, what on earth will we have on Christmas Eve? Not carp again, I hope. Czech lawmakers, both senators and deputies, have a lot to answer for. People's trust in the two houses of parliament has never been lower, and some say that nor has political culture. But come Christmas, they forgot their fights and grievances long enough to raise their voice in song together. 30 deputies and senators across the political spectrum joined the Christmas choir at St. Vitus Cathedral to sing the famous Czech Christmas Mass by Jakub Jan Ryba. For once, and only once, they sang in harmony before going back to their benches to renew their squabbles. Well, it's a start. Buried under the mobile phones, computer games and PlayStations was the real hit this Christmas. A thin envelope containing an adrenaline gift voucher. The adrenaline business is booming. There are 60 agencies in Prague alone offering adrenaline rides in one form or another, and they report that sales have gone through the roof. Although electronic gadgets and appliances are still selling really well, many Czechs are now hankering for something different and exceptional. A parachute jump, zorbing, a ride in a Hummer, or a flight in a hot air balloon for two. The frequent childhood fantasy about being a garbage collector can be made real for a day at the staggering price of 5,000 crowns, and you can have a go at being a zookeeper for about the same amount. People who really have money to burn can buy a trip into space for $200,000 on Spaceship 2 leaving from New Mexico, a Formula One racing course in France, or a flight in a fighter jet starting from Moscow. But not many people found that treat under their Christmas tree, financial crisis and all. Thank you. For those who crave an adrenaline rush and have no money to spare, there is one solution. Strip off and jump into the freezing Vltava River. You won't be alone. Close to 100 Czechs see the new year in with this particular feat and claim there is no experience to match it. And as if to prove their point, their number grows with every passing year. This year, around 150 of them are expected to turn up for the popular New Year's swim. Among them, hardy men and women from Belgium, Germany and Slovakia. The tradition started in 1923, and the only year when it was virtually impossible to take a swim was in 1946, when temperatures reportedly dropped 25 degrees below zero. People with pickaxes broke the ice, but in no time at all it had formed again. Well, if global warming continues at the present rate, this adrenaline ride may not be around for very long. So grab the chance while you have it. Okay, so all that may be a bit much, but if you can't handle an adrenaline ride, you can at least make a statement by wearing something exceptional on New Year's Eve. Anyone who attended the hairstyling and makeup contest in Jihlava will know what I mean. Czech stylists and hairdressers have clearly come a long way from the poodle perm of the 80s. The Jihlava creations were inspiring, if a little scary, and you might have difficulties getting into a car with them, but you will command attention wherever you go. The hairstyles were reportedly inspired by the four seasons of the year: space, storybook characters, the Orient, and the animal world. Among the winners were a good and evil creation with the yin and yang signs incorporated in the do, a peacock creation that would make the bird go pale with envy, a hairstyle with a sailing boat as its centerpiece, and a hairstyle inspired by the legendary unicorn. Well, that's what I call making a statement. And as an extra adrenaline boost, you may have to shave your head the next morning. Happy New Year and take care.